Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life. Chris, please go retrieve Katrina's present.
Okay. I'm all excited.
As I slap my knee or thigh.
Yes. This is a gift from Jeff, one of the hosts.
The invisible friend.
Possibly the creator, maybe co-creator, maybe co-co-co-creator, depending on how he sees. I've never asked.
What?
Of a podcast called TerribleFriendsPodcast.com. Co-creator of this show.
I was like, pretty sure he's not.
Yes. He has purchased for us these items.
OMG.
And, Chris, we will need glasses. Two of them, please. Okay. They are beautiful.
They are... Can I read them?
Yes, go right. Go for it. They are your gifts, probably.
We have Night Train Express. Serve very cold.
Yes, they have been in the freezer since I got them around 5:30, so they should be pretty cold by now.
Citrus wine and natural flavors, vented and bottled by this company in California.
Yes.
They don't know what it is, though.
Apparently, these liquors come from a website called bumwine.com.
Bumwine. That's legit.
Yes. She got shot glasses for us. Thank you, Chris.
And then we have MD2020 Electric Melon.
Yes.
MD2020 Peaches and Cream.
Yes. For our opening vignette, from what I've been told, these are disgusting.
Well, then why are we opening them?
Because that was the point of the joke, that he got us horrible liquors.
And so are we going to drink this?
Absolutely we are. Absolutely. I don't know why you're winking. I don't know why. How saying no would be funny.
Have you ever met Seth?
Oh, hold on, Chris.
Drink them.
Yeah.
No. Oh, did you mute me?
Oh, you were muted because you threw your microphone down. I unmuted you now. Calm yourself. So
it's okay. Relax.
From what I've heard, the Mad Dogs 2020, which are the MD 2020 labels that you have in front of you, are delicious. Maybe not delicious, but they're not horrible. However, the Night Train, he told me, is evil. Basically, evil in a bottle.
This is hilarious. Okay, so hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know. MD2020, I'm looking underneath it, and it says, an electrifying and tangy treat. Grape wine with natural flavors and artificial colors. 13% alcohol per volume.
Yeah, that's not very much.
This one, Peaches and Cream, says, grape wine with citrus spirits, natural artificial flavorings, certified. So they're both grape wine with, like, added features.
Yeah, all three of them are wine. One of them doesn't really come in a wine bottle. I mean, two of them.
These two don't. These
one
two
of them looks like wine.
These two look like almost like a flask. Only.
Yeah, they
clear.
Look kind of like schnapps. Like schnapps would come in, and they all
this
have,
almost looks like a whiskey bottle.
They
or
all
something.
Have twist off bottle tops.
Yes, they.
Like
do.
They're not classy in any way. But we're
kind of like my Arbor Mist.
Yeah, kind of like Arbor Mist.
I like Arbor Mist though. I don't
I'm
care
sure
how stupid
you,
it
sure
is.
Sure you do. So I figured what we would do here at the beginning is because that one in the middle is horrible.
Drink it first.
We would both take a drink of it first, and let's just see if it lives up to the hype.
Can we just take a sip? I don't want like a full drink. I just want like a taste.
Okay, you take a taste, and I'll take a glass.
Fair enough. Shall I pour?
Yes, you pour for me, please.
Here, I'll hold your microphone so you
yes,
can
hold
hear
the microphone
it.
So we can hear the.
Tell me when.
The beautiful pour. It's on, so you can just pour it whenever. That's the cap twisting off. Here you go. Here's the beautiful pour. Wait for it. Okay, that's good. All right. It's kind of this plum color.
No, you got to pour yourself a glass.
Actually, you know what it looks like? It looks like Robitussin.
It does.
Doesn't it kind of look like Robitussin?
There.
Oh, my
God.
See
the shot glasses?
I just took a whiff.
It just smells like wine to me.
It does. It smells kind of like a mix between Miller Lite and some wine. She can't have any. She's underage. So, anyway, let's take a... We're going to clean glasses here.
Yeah, cheers.
Okay, here we go. Actually, it's not that bad.
Tastes like communion wine.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
It's not really the tastiest thing. The aftertaste is a little lingering.
Yeah. It's not that bad, though.
No, it's not.
It's not as bad as you're making it.
As the hype would lead to believe, it's actually an A+ compared to the hype.
Yeah, compared
I can
to
see.
Hype.
I'm feeling warm.
It's a solid. I mean, it's a solid C wine, or if not even like a
yeah.
C+, B minus. It's not. It's not bad.
Oh no!
Like,
how would you describe
this.
The taste? It's almost kind of a beery taste.
To me, it tastes like red wine, though. Like,
it does.
It
I mean,
like,
it has definitely that wine stickiness to it, but it's not really. It's kind of.
Yeah,
it's
I guess
kind of
it has,
got a
it's got
little
that yeasty,
bit of a yeasty taste
yeasty
to it.
Yeasty taste, definitely.
I don't know how to take that since it's liquor. But it's a wine and not a beer of any kind.
Well, it says a citrus wine, but
yeah.
I don't really taste the citrus.
Yeah, I think it's okay. So let's do the next one, next round here. Do you want to do the orange or the pink one next? He got us two amazing flavors.
Let's do peaches first.
Peaches. That was I knew a stripper named Peaches. I just made that up. The classy top being ripped off.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I guess.
Just swig it.
I'll do the pour now.
Oh, I was just going to swig it out of the bottle. Now it's going to taste like the old wine because it was in his cup.
Okay, if I'm being honest, this stuff tastes worse or smells worse.
It smells sweeter.
It smells like... It doesn't smell like right. It just doesn't smell right. So, okay, I guess now I'm clinking an actual bottle. All right, here we go.
Pure alcoholic.
That stuff's worse, actually.
I agree.
The Mad Dog 2020 Peaches is not as good as the Nitrane.
That one's tartar. That's more. It's got a little bit of a liquor taste without the liquor.
Should have thought about having some shooters or something after this. I had this lingering taste in my mouth of
we can go back to the
wet
red wine.
Dog.
Red wine can be our shooter.
I love how me and you right now, our favorite so far is the one that Jeff said no one will drink because it's horrible. I don't know if that says more about us or more about Jeff right now.
I couldn't tell you.
I think it means you're both just alcoholics.
No, Katrina's not an alcoholic.
We have pretty good taste.
Katrina's taking a small sip out of the bottle. I'm actually filling up half a bourbon glass every time.
I can still taste it, though. Like, I've got fairly sensitive.
This one actually looks pretty good.
I hope it is.
It's got two watermelons on it. This is the Mad Dog 2020 Electric Melon, an electrifying and tangy treat. Yeah.
I know, right?
Okay. Here's yours. I don't feel like we're making a dent in these bottles.
Well, that's kind of the point. I still have to drive.
Here we go.
That is true. Katrina has to drive home.
Oh, once again, there's something about these.
Like, I get the melon taste.
That one's better.
That one's got an aftertaste that...
The peaches is the worst.
Yeah, then the melon, and then the red wine.
Yeah.
Like, this one wants to taste good. Like, it starts off good, but then it just ends horribly.
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of like a night with Matthew.
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't. Well, I would, actually. But yeah, not in that way. Speaking of which, Matthew texts me. It's not even worth reading.
Matthew started his new job today.
Yes, he did. He's working at AT&T.
I said I feel sorry for all his customers.
That's great.
I said I wanted to work it so we get like half price bills.
Do you really think that's going to happen? No.
No, I don't, because he'll get fired before he ever gets to that kind of, you know, level. So... Anyway, shall we get started?
Yeah.
I feel like I need some more of that red wine. Why don't you work on pouring that for me while I actually start the show?
Why don't you be his slave, Katrina?
Yeah, be my slave, Katrina. That's what
always
I asked.
Templeton.
Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas, this is Life. With your hosts, Seth Neiman, Katrina Abbott, and Chris Harlan.
Thank you, Charles. And thank you, Shot Stop and Bachelorette Party.
Shot Stop!
Welcome to Life! New episode, November 2nd, 2011. Thank you very much for listening. We've got a great show today.
Really, do we? I don't think so.
I know, because I've listened to it already.
I have not.
Well...
It kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Kind of ruined my comedy stream there. You're
I'm so sorry.
Well, like, I went into the land of made up, and I was like, I've listened to it, and you're like, I have it, and I was supposed to be like, well, you should listen to it in the past.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway, thanks for listening. We've got a great show. My microphone is turned on today. If you hadn't listened to the last episode, I had the whole time my microphone... And it was horrible. I almost didn't release it, and I wouldn't have if it wasn't for it being your birthday party. We just would have redone it, but we can't redo a birthday party episode. So, but speaking of birthday, we're going to recap Katrina's birthday party today.
Yeah.
I am personally, from the bottom of my heart, going to apologize to K-State football fans. Because as you remember last week,
yeah.
I did ruin the season. It's my bad.
Wait, in your defense, as great as we were doing, we still wouldn't have beaten Oklahoma. Like, they had one loss, but it was kind of a fluke. They are a better team.
That is true.
We're still
in
doing
fact,
well.
I still think people are going to blame me for it.
That's okay. I'll still blame you for it.
Yeah, there you go. So I got to apologize for that to, you know, clear myself of any harm or stabbings in Aggieville. I'm also going to update you on my car trouble because I've had a lot more of it in the last week, which I know doesn't even seem possible, but believe me, it is.
It happened.
And we're probably going to drink some more of this liquor and might die on the air. I might die. Katrina's got to drive. I ain't got nowhere to go. I'm just going to be here all night. In fact, we're going to watch a scary movie tonight, apparently, because Halloween is tonight when we're recording.
So,
the drunker I get, the less scary it'll be.
There you go.
So that's what I'm hoping. So stick around for all of that. Email us, life@duo.com, if you want to send your feedback on anything you hear on the show. Go to our Twitter and our Facebooks and /follow us, facebook.com/duo and twitter.com/duo. Tell your friends. That actually helps us the most. If you tell your friends, it really does help us. Just let people know on Twitter and Facebook that you're listening to the show. And you can rate us on iTunes, leave a review. Helping us, like telling people, helps us the most. And money also helps. And we sell t-shirts and hoodies. Go grab one. We sell like a cool zip-up hoodie and an Are You With Cars t-shirt. More stuff like that. It's amazing. So, before Friday was even here.
Yes.
I was so excited to do this show. Yeah, because I wanted to hear about your birthday party.
Lack thereof.
And then I heard out that you had not only fun on Friday, but you also had fun on Saturday.
And Thursday.
Okay, and I'm learning new things right now. So I really just want to get right onto that, and then we could talk about my car and that depression. After
and the apology.
The apology to the K-State people after we get through all that stuff. And then I have something to make me angry. I'm all across the board today. I have something sad, something apologetic, and something that makes me angry. All in one show. But
and
it's
Katrina
all...
should make you happy.
I know, and I'm going to make it happy.
You will make me happy, but that's more of being happy makes me happy, not me being happy and angry.
I understand.
Know
let's stop. Okay. Where do you want me to start?
Where should you start? You're the one who lived your life.
I suppose.
Start at 7 p.m. on Thursday night.
Like I remember 7 p.m. on Thursday.
You're already drunk. Couldn't remember.
I am. I'm so wasted. No, so...
Speaking of which, night
so,
train.
So, Thursday was just TJ, Josh, and I just kind of went throughout. We stopped at Shot Stop, had a couple shots, and we didn't really do a whole much, very much. I don't remember. We didn't.
Maybe we should fill people in on what Manhattan's all about.
Manhattan's got Aggieville, which is just a big street full of bars.
That's right.
Yeah.
Lots of college towns have their
things. It's got like Buffalo Wild Wings, a pita pit, a Chinese restaurant,
lots of drunk food surrounded by bars. That's basically what
Which is perfect. Like, you need the food by the bars for
absolutely
the drunken munchy people.
In fact,
like
I already
me
have the munchies, and I've only taken two swigs of that night train.
As soon as I see alcohol, I'm like, I'm hungry.
Every time I say night train, I think a Bon Jovi song is going to start playing in the background. Something like that.
I don't know that song.
I don't know if it is a song. I just
think of Bon Jovi.
I just think of Bon Jovi.
Fair enough.
I don't know why, but I do. So Aggieville is like, what, four blocks of basic... There's like 80 bars or something like that?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
There's at least 50 bars in this, like, it's like 20 block, square block radius.
Really?
I think
no
so
idea.
It's ridiculous.
Well,
it's a
I guess that makes sense. I forget that first street. I just think of Morrow Street.
Yeah,
I forget
there's
the Manhattan
one
Avenue
street
has
that's the main
like
strip,
three.
And there's probably like 10 or 15 bars on that street, and then the immediate adjacent streets.
Yeah.
Adjacent. It's adjacent. Already started. There you go. My tongue's already going numb. What's going on with that? So I need to take this. I can't have the slinky in front of me.
I know, you're focused on
a
the slinky. Slinker.
Well, a slinky is my crutch. Like, I play with it when I'm thinking or when I'm working, but on audio, it doesn't sound as good when you hear in the background, which you will realize from when I play these phone calls that we had on Friday night. I'm playing with the slinky in the background, and it sounds like Niagara Falls is falling behind us the entire time that I'm having these conversations.
Okay.
It's horrible.
So back to my Thursday night.
Yes, Shot Stop.
So we started at Shot Stop, and then I really...
What made you go out on Thursday? Because, you know, on Wednesday's episode, you were all about no work nights. And then Thursday...
And then Thursday happened!
Yeah, it's a work night.
No, so TJ ended up getting his tattoo. Getting a tattoo.
Okay.
And it's freaking huge.
Is it his
and
first?
And it's freaking awesome, yes.
His first tattoo. He's in the Army. How old is he?
He's 20. He'll be 23 in November 11th.
That's a little old to be getting your first tattoo if you're in the military.
I know, right?
Matthew doesn't have any.
He was talking about being the 1% of the 1% that doesn't have any tattoos.
Yeah, really. So he got to go get one. What is it? Of a beaver or a bear?
No.
Tell me it's him wrestling a bear.
It's him wrestling a bear.
Awesome!
So, no, it's his like platoon logo, and it's this big circle, and it's got arrows going every which way. It's a chaos symbol.
Okay.
And then inside of it, it's got a skull.
And where is it?
It's on his shoulder.
Okay.
And the tattoo artist really, really liked it. And I really like it.
Where'd he go?
Cool.
He went to Little Apple?
He went to Twisted
Apple. Twisted
Apple. Twisted Apple. And they're really good. I plan on getting my tattoo hopefully this week, if not next week.
It looks so dirty.
You're getting
a Twisted
Apple's
really nice.
Well, by definition, all tattoo parlors have to be incredibly clean. Like they lose licenses and things if they're not incredibly clean. But that Syndicate tattoo that's downtown. I know. Getting chipmunk mouth.
You mean the one
Syndicate
on Points?
The one on Points. It's downtown. Yeah. Is in like this really nice like building.
Yeah,
I've
seen
really
the outside of it, and it looks
Gothic
really,
font.
Really nice.
It does. But I mean, it's probably exactly the same as Little Apple on
the
inside.
Yeah, and I bet they charge more just because of how much nicer it looks.
They prey on people like me. is what they
Twisted Apple's nice one because it's got like two chairs and it's got a piercing chair. So like it's smaller and
cozy.
And then like the owner was the one that did TJ's tattoo. So that was really legit. Like I mean it's
so he's obviously good.
Yeah.
She.
I know.
Yes.
Oh, she.
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah.
You know, man, I should bust out my Kat Von D impression sometime.
Yeah, you
she sound like Kat Von D?
No.
This is Kat Von D.
Definitely not. She actually had a womanly voice.
Oh, she didn't talk like Kat Von D.
Okay, so we went and got his tattoo, and then we went and got something to eat, and then we went to Shot Stop.
A circle with some arrows.
And we went to Kites. Oh, okay. So we went to. I kind of forgot about
a
my
drunken
night.
Memory just returned to Katrina.
So we went to Kites, and then my friend came with her fake ID, and barely got in because she was looking at her phone, trying to walk over to me, and so he finally let her in. So that was amazing. And then stupid Josh got bored and wanted to go somewhere else. And TJ and I were like, no, she barely got into this bar. We should probably stay here. So we had to go to Shot Stop. Shot Stop was super packed. So then we go to Tubby's. I get in, TJ gets in, and then they take her ID because they asked her birthday and she paused. She knew her birthday. She knew it. She knew that whole thing upside down and inside out. But she paused when she asked for her birthday. So then Josh goes back.
You mean they take your ID if you pause when they ask your birthday? Like, how big of a pause was it?
It was a decent pause.
Like ask
me. She was like, oh, it was like, when's your birthday?
June 26th, 1987. Would they have taken my ID?
They wouldn't have taken it, but they would have questioned you. Like, you look older.
That was me thinking of my birthday.
Yeah.
So we'll that doesn't bode well for me going to bars.
We'll say she paused a little bit longer than that, because she was like, oh, well, it's March.
Dips in 1945.
Exactly. So anyway, so then like she was gonna go back and like tell
McLovin.
She was gonna go back and play drunk and be like, oh, I'm so sorry, like I forgot my birthday, like I'm blah blah blah. Like play
don't
drunk.
Go to the same place. They won't buy it.
And so but I wasn't drunk enough to go with her to be like a legitimate support. I was like, Malia, I'm too sober. I'm gonna laugh through this and he'll know.
Yeah.
Like and so Josh went up to him and talked to him, and so long story short, we paid him $40 and got her ID back.
He took her ID?
He took her ID.
Did they not give it back ever?
No, it's a fake ID.
But they don't know it's fake.
Well, it was pretty obvious.
Okay,
it was fake.
Okay. Because see, I'm thinking like,
okay,
of
okay,
myself
I'll tell you
now.
This. I'll tell you this. Malia is very, very Middle Eastern. Her ID. No, wait for it. Her ID has a very Middle Eastern name, but the girl looks Hispanic.
Okay.
That makes a difference.
Okay.
You know, having a
dark
complexion,
dark hair. So instead of being Muhammad Jaha, she should have put down Angel Rodriguez.
But it was, no, it's like, it's one of
new point guard for
it's one of her friend's old IDs. That's what it was. So it wasn't
so it wasn't even her picture.
Exactly.
Well,
so that's why.
Okay.
And then for her to pause on her birthday, it makes adds to it.
Yeah, that makes
so
sense.
Then we get her ID. We go to Tubby's. We get in. We have fun. She leaves because she has to go do something. And then we stayed there. And then we went home.
I'm really worried that I'm going to go to the bars and some people are going to take my ID because I'm stupid.
Well, no, they won't. They can tell. Like they
have
a general
face.
They have a general idea who's going to be of age and who's not.
Maybe they'll let you in if you look rich. I'll just wear like all designer
no.
that
my
night.
Friend Kara has a literally fake ID, but it's got her picture
yeah,
on it.
There's
and
a
she
difference.
Gets in everywhere.
There's a difference between like women and men. Like if I look rich and I'm manly and I have like.
I don't think you'll have
it's either way. Either way, it's not going to be an issue. It's not going to be an
ID
issue.
His ID is actually legit. So they like.
My ID is of me at 18. Or 21. 21.
There you go.
It was me at 21. 22. No.
Whatever.
I don't even remember.
I really don't care.
Night train is getting me.
Yeah.
I know. I swear to God, that was not a drunk stammer. That was just me being dumb, which is why I'm worried to even go to Aggie.
Good cover. Good cover.
Yeah. When I'm drunk, you'll know it, and you know it.
I'm a machine.
I'm a machine.
Anyway, so back to me.
Yes, back to you.
So we get home about 1. I'm out. I'm not like that wasted, but
yes.
I'm out.
Is this all Thursday still?
That was all Thursday.
Okay, so now you're going to Friday?
I'm going, no, I'm going home.
Okay.
And my ass gets up at 5, not 5,
to go to work.
6.
That's right.
To go to work. I left work an hour early to come back and take a nap before my class.
Yeah, I remember that. Didn't I see you on Thursday?
I think so.
Yeah, I think I did. No, maybe it was Friday.
It would have been Friday because I went out Thursday.
Yeah.
And then
last week's crazy, so
yeah,
I don't remember.
So now Friday night.
Yes, wait, before we get to Friday, we want to take a break and we'll come back and I want to play the calls.
That's good.
So people can actually hear
That's
what
good.
Was happening on Friday night.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll be right back with more of Katrina's amazing 21st birthday party.
Yay.
This is Life.
Welcome back to Life. Katrina just gave me a look like I said that weird. Did I say that weird?
No, I'm anticipating this drunk dial.
Drunk dial.
That I was told to get.
Welcome back to... I love that I can do this with my new boom.
I like that too.
It's like I'm in...
It makes me think of Droid. It's like
Droid. That's what it sounds like. I was thinking it sounded like I was in Inception. Like,
I haven't seen that movie yet.
Oh my god, that's right.
We have yet to watch this movie for like a year.
OMG!
Okay, anyway, focus.
Yes, anyway. I feel like during dramatic moments I should do that to signify.
I think you should.
Yeah, okay.
So you should anyway, do it now.
Katrina, back to your Friday night.
Epic! Not my night, that sound.
Yes, should we just play the calls first?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna play some calls. Went straight to voicemail, really? This is me and Chris calling.
I know.
Can't believe you.
I heard both of them. It's not even
that was for the audio.
Yeah, you shouldn't be this drunk.
She probably just turned her phone off.
I think she's a big butthead.
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to call her later.
She won't answer then either.
Probably not, because she's a big butthead.
Yeah, I know she's a big butthead.
Still 18 minutes right after now. Her party started, she sent a message that said, "Sorry for the late notice, but I'm not going to be at my own party."
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's
you
how she
a commentary.
Rolls.
Why is she not at her own party?
Because she's going Halloween party hopping because everybody's having Halloween parties tonight.
Ah, gotcha. So yeah. She's not even going to the bars for her 21st birthday?
No, she is. She's just bar hop, or she's just going to Halloween party hopping first before...
Just for the record, I was not drunk when I did these calls.
You had a Katrinaism right there.
Yeah, I did. Bar topping, cow tipping.
She goes bar hopping.
Oh, gotcha.
Instead of being at her apartment.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And now she won't answer her phone.
Lame-o.
Hope she enjoys this very long voicemail.
Doesn't sound
like my mouth is open
it
all the way.
I stopped listening to that after like the first 30 seconds.
Well, I don't blame you.
It was really long.
So here's the next one. We called her twice because that
okay, one's... FYI, for the record, yes. My phone didn't ring. All of a sudden it went beep, voicemail.
You just went FYI for the record.
Well, I didn't realize
for your
that.
Information for the record. I just did a really long, dramatic point. You know what would make that better?
Droid.
So we called her twice. The first one went straight to voicemail. This one at least rang.
Katrina would just try to call you again. This time it rang, but you still didn't answer the phone.
We just tried
maybe
to call you again.
She doesn't have like a busy signal. Maybe it just goes straight to voicemail when her phone is busy.
Or maybe she's just ignoring us. Or you could be right. It just could be loud.
Maybe. But then why would it be off and then like magically?
I don't know, but I'm expecting a phone call from her tonight. A drunken phone call.
That's true. She did say she would send you a... Or,
yes.
Katrina,
okay, I hope she enjoyed
we're
this voice.
Drunk.
Also.
Yeah, both drunk. Both drunk.
Probably.
Yeah. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
I didn't
to
know that still showed up on voicemail.
Press 4. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1.
No.
To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2.
What's urgent?
Thank you. Your message has been sent.
Thank
goodbye.
You.
Goodbye.
Okay, so that was the second voicemail. Now we actually get a hold of Katrina.
Yay,
we call her back.
Finally.
The third time.
I think I called you.
You did, but we missed it, and then
okay,
we called
gotcha,
you
gotcha,
back.
Gotcha.
Hello?
It's about time. What have you been doing?
I'm waiting for my DD to come pick me up.
Really? So you haven't even started
here's
drinking
the slinky.
Yet?
I've had a couple shots, yes.
What were they?
UV cake.
Really?
I love how you said cake.
That's how you said
UV cake.
UV cake. Start the night off. So your total shot count right now at 10 o'clock in the evening of your party night is 2.
Hey, I was ready to go out at 9 o'clock.
I just
nobody
wanted,
else is ready. It's not my fault.
I just want
9.
To confirm that is the number. Currently, it stands at 2.
Yes.
Okay, only 19 left.
No, because these don't count toward my number.
Why don't they count? They're ones you've done on
the
your
ones,
21st
the
birthday.
The ones at the bars are the ones that count.
Someone say, I heard someone say nuh-uh in the background.
That'd be Sarah, who I took the shots with.
Yeah.
Just Sarah. She doesn't count.
She doesn't count. Okay. So, where are you at right now? Are you at your apartment?
I'm at my apartment.
Have you been there all night?
I'm getting very whiny and antsy because I want to go party.
Poor Katrina.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You know what we've been doing all night?
Sitting there waiting for me to answer my phone?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, basically. Did you get our messages?
She wouldn't have had time to listen to them all by now,
yeah.
Since they're fine.
Yeah, I got
I listened to the first 2 minutes and you're like, oh, she didn't answer. Oh, and then there's this little pointless talking, so yeah, I hung up.
Yeah. I think that's how half the people would describe our show. Oh, look at this, and then there's just pointless talking for the next hour.
So what do? They quit listening.
Yep, exactly.
Basically.
It's probably smart. You're still going to drunk dial me tonight, right?
Slim I'm going to try to remember to you.
Okay, drunk dial, you got to drunk dial the number I sent you earlier.
Stop.
I know, that's why I saved the text message.
Okay, good. Because it's very important. That's what I'm calling you from right now. It sounds awesome, isn't it?
I know. I realize this. That's why I left your voicemail on your set phone.
Alarm. So. Yeah. And don't you love how, like, the number shows up as some weird jumbled number, so now we can, like, prank phone call people and they have no idea who it is?
It came up as an unavailable number.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Is that, like...
I know people don't know who it is, so they're more inclined to answer and be like, what? WTF? Who is this?
That's right. Well, and it's even better... Because we could totally play sound effects and things. Like, I could just be on the phone with you and then just randomly be like, and you can all hear that over the phone.
Hello, hiya! We talk about that on the last show, didn't we?
Okay, anything else? Because we're giving up on Jack and we're just going to go.
Okay, anything else?
But then you don't have a DD.
Well, we'll figure it out as we go along.
Well, that just means that you got to drink all night.
I plan on that anyway.
Just never stop.
Yeah, just don't stop drinking.
I mean, I can always walk to the bar. I mean, I do know my way around Manhattan.
Yeah, it's also kind of a small town. Can't you just walk from the bars to your house?
No.
Don't you live close enough?
Like a mile. I'm in heels.
It'd be pretty far.
Of course you are. Of course you're in heels.
Is this where you ask about my outfit?
I mean, yes. Technically, I'm in high-heeled boots, but I'm just going to say
boots.
That.
I love when I say boots.
Are you wearing a cowboy hat and...
No, she's probably wearing hooker boots.
No, they're black leather boots.
Hooker
okay,
boots.
So you could just bite me.
Are you wearing, like, one of those pleather jackets with, like, the strips of leather that hang off the sleeves?
No, I am wearing my skinny jeans, a hot top, and no coat.
What's a hot top?
It's a top that makes her look hot, Chris.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Seth. I'm glad you knew what that meant.
Yeah. We both just dismissed Chris as, like, a retarded toddler. So hot to makes her look hot.
What was that?
Night train!
Try that again.
So hot to makes her look hot.
And try and take
and
number
I'm
three.
Retard.
It's a hot that makes her look.
That is hilarious. Three times. Take number four.
It's a top that makes her look hot, Chris. Thank you, Seth. There, I did it. Fourth time.
Yay.
Yay me. Kind of obvious from the name.
Well, I didn't know, like, hot shorts are, like, the booty shorts. I didn't know if it was, like...
Hot shorts are just shorts that make you look hot.
No, they're not.
What is the difference between hot shorts and booty shorts?
I don't know. Shut up.
Okay. It was a really great argument. Yeah, okay. Well, so estimated time for arrival in Aggieville is what? 10:30, 10:45? Midnight.
Oh goodness!
Holy, that's 2 hours from now. Why is it going to take you 2 hours to get to Aggieville?
I don't know. I'm going party hopping first.
Oh, you haven't even. It's you're 3 hours late for your party.
No, I'm not. Did you not get my Facebook message? I canceled the party instead of going party hopping. If you guys want to join me,
I got that
me.
Facebook message. I just figured you meant you were going to start at 7. You just weren't going to be at your apartment at 7.
No.
Okay.
Slinky.
Well, you're hilarious.
Thanks.
I hope you get really, really drunk and have some good shots.
Since you're not even going to start drinking till 12, I'm probably going to be asleep when you call.
I'm not going to start drinking at 12. I'm going to start drinking now. I'm just going to party hop. I'm not going to the bars.
But later. Do your shots you take at the parties count as your shot count?
No. No, they don't. Well, they're not going in my shot book.
Did you do what I told you to at work and start loading up on Awkwafina and juice? Okay.
And to sum up, it is clear.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. Then you should be fine, as long as you don't go like, and also don't mix your liquors. Remember, if you stuck with vodka, you can't go down.
This is why I feel like you're a parent.
Of course,
like,
you do dissolve a beer, you know, within every like hour. So you'll parents. Probably those shots will be out of your system by the time you get to Aggieville.
Well,
so it really
that,
just depends on
like,
what you do.
I mean, the shots are gonna vary with content, so I can't exactly do that.
That is true. Well, I mean, you can just no beer, basically. You want to stick with an alcoholic content that you use. See, if you stick with high alcohol, you got to stick with high alcohol. No switching down. So, like Mike's Hard Lemonades, it's a recipe for a hangover.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Are you going? Are you doing any? Do you have any plans for tomorrow at all? Going to the game? Are you just going to pass out and die?
No, I'm going to recuperate so I can go back out tomorrow night.
Gotcha. And you're going to do the same thing tomorrow night?
Yeah, I got the bridal party that I'm crashing, and I'm going to Bushwhackers, and I'm going to play that year tomorrow night in the Ville.
You are totally using the whole I'm 21 thing to your advantage now.
Yes, she is.
You have lived your life as an underage person, and now you are totally doing exactly what you need to do as 21. No one is exercising their right to be 21 better than you are.
That's right.
Took a really long time to get to that point.
Yeah.
Thank you.
From one alcoholic to a future one, I'm very proud.
Thank you. Can I go party now?
Absolutely. Go party and give me a call.
I'm going to go party. I will call you later.
I'm going to party.
Cool. Have fun.
Bye.
I wish I could be there. Throw
20s. I know. I wish you could too. Make it rain.
I know. If only I had money to rain besides quarters.
You guys have fun. I'm going to go party.
All right. Have fun partying.
Bye.
Okay. Say hi to the horses. Bye.
Yeah, I feel like a child because I'm just like, okay, you're giving me a lecture on how to drink and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, can I go party now? Yes. Like, I was pacing throughout my apartment the whole time we're on the phone. I'm just like, let me go.
People, your friends are looking at you like, who is she talking to?
It was only Sarah that was with me.
So, what just happened was you were explaining what your night was.
Yeah.
That was too many wases. Did that happen as you had expected? Or did the plans differ from what you just told us on the phone?
Well, the plans I told you on the phone were for Saturday night, and yes, they differed.
No, the ones for Friday where you're going to go Halloween popping, dropping, stopping, locking, dropping.
Yeah, I went to
Aggieville at midnight.
I went to two, and I went to the bars. I was probably at the bars by like 11 or 11:30.
Okay, so you arrived early.
Yes.
And how many shots did you have? Did you make it to the fabled 21 shots? The world wants to know, did you do 21 shots on your Friday night 21st birthday party, Katrina?
No.
I could tell from her face that it was going to be a no. How many did you get?
How many did you do, Katrina?
Not enough. I did not. This give me a little mini rant because
okay.
I'm kind of okay with it, kind of not. I did not have any of my friends show up to the bars, so I had no one buying me shots.
Okay.
So I ended
It's no fun to buy your own shots.
And so I ended up with like maybe 8 by the end of the night. I was super depressed.
Well, 8's still a lot.
Like, looking back, I'm super depressed.
Of course, these are mixed shots, right? You're at Shot Stop, so they're mixing together shots.
I did 2 shots at Tad's.
Okay, of? You remember?
No.
Okay.
It's in my shot book.
Okay.
I should have brought my shot book.
You should have brought your shot book.
I had 2 shots at Tad's, and then I had... Then the rest were at Shot Stop.
Okay.
And
how much was a shot?
I don't know. I didn't buy them.
Oh, okay.
They vary between $2 and $5.
That's a lot of money for a shot.
I can tell you, my friend bought me, like, one person in particular bought me, like, 4 shots.
Okay.
But she was a bitch because she gave me asthma attack and then left me.
I probably would have bought you 20 shots.
And asthma attack has Tabasco sauce in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she left me with Tabasco sauce and just left out the door. And I'm like, and then no one would buy me a shot after that. And I'm like, okay, fuck this. I'm done.
Yeah. Well.
So I quit drinking pretty much after that.
I most definitely wish I could have gone because I would have paid for the whole night.
I know you would have.
Yeah. Well, of course, we're still going to have our shot book that we're going to go through.
But
I'll pay for all that.
So, it was still a fun night. Like, don't get me wrong. I had a blast.
Yes, good.
Just, I feel a little bummed that I didn't have more friends out there because I know of at least 5 people that just didn't show up.
Yeah, that should have.
Yeah. Or would tell me they would. And then at last minute, they're like, oh, I'm going to go to Rocky Horror Picture Show. Or, oh, yeah, I didn't make it down there. Oh, yeah, this came up. So it's like, screw you, obviously, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where I'm starting to count my Thursday night in, because I had at least
a lot of fun there.
I had 6 shots that night.
Okay. So, total, you're up to 14 shots.
And you still have Saturday.
And, if we count all 3 of them, then I'm done.
Okay. So, before we get to Saturday, we have the phone calls that you left for us on Friday night.
And then
night.
I've got a comment after my phone call.
Okay, here's the first voicemail, which, by the way, is
I left
my...
you more than one?
Yes.
On Friday?
Here's the first one. It's my favorite.
That's a Peter Pan. That's Peter Pit.
That was it. That was my favorite voicemail. You left me with like 15 seconds of ambient noise. That's what it was. And then you left me this, Jim.
I'm gone.
Where am I going? say anything else? Because I totally have you a... Like, I remember calling you.
God damn it, Stephanie. I told you you need to leave the voicemail thing so I know when to talk. So I'm walking open the bar. It's probably like 1:30-ish. I'm drunk. I just went to Shot Stop and had like 3 shots in a row.
She's
drunk
five
as shit. I'm going to have to edit all of this for our show.
Yeah.
I ran into Adam Bergman, who I went to school with, who's like 2 years older than me. He's legit. Whatever. I'm tired. I'm going to bed. I'm not talking anymore. Good night.
And that's all the calls that I got.
What's so funny about
Adam Bergman, who she went to school with. He's legit.
So I have a story for this because I don't remember saying about Adam Bergman being in that message. But I was going to tell you Adam Bergman was a pita pit. I was going to explain this.
Okay.
So Adam Bergman is my brother's best friend from grade school. Like grade school, old school, yo.
Okay.
And he's two
old school, yo.
He's 2 years younger than my brother, 2 years older than me. And I'm standing in line at pita pit and all of a sudden I look over and there he is. And so I talk to him. And
Adam Bergman, you're legit.
I'm just like, Adam Bergman, like, hey, how are you? I don't remember what I said. And all I remember is the first words out of his mouth was, hey, where's your brother? WTF, I'm right here.
Trevor.
If you listen to this, screw you. So I talked to him and I'm just like, and this is what I told him. I was like, he's in Emporia being lame because he had friends come up and so he left me on my birthday to be with his friends.
I totally didn't even think about that. Your brother's supposed to be up here enabling you.
I told him to bring his friends up here to my birthday.
That's not even cool. Totally not enabling you. That's not fair.
It's my birthday.
Exactly. He's supposed to be up here helping, making your life.
Making me drunk.
Better in things.
Yeah.
Not fair.
I know.
I'm disappointed in you, Trevor.
Bad.
Disappointed
Trevor.
In you. Oh, by the way, I still need to email you back. My bad.
My bad.
This is your punishment for Katrina not coming to Katrina's birthday.
Anyway.
Yes.
So apparently on the way home, I have pieces.
Yeah.
Before I went out, I was mad at TJ for completely illegitimate reasons. Is that the way to use that?
I don't know. Sure. It's not the worst Katrinaism I've ever heard, so.
That's true. So I'll explain this real quick.
Okay.
I found out that like I'm gonna spend the night with TJ's because I do that anyway, but also being drunk, like I'm just gonna walk from the bars to his place.
Makes
like
sense because he lives closer. That's right.
Like 3 blocks. And so I called him because I was like, crap, I'm getting ready to go out, like come pick up my bag.
Okay.
So I called
This is your overnight bag.
Yes.
So you don't do the walk of shame.
Just basically pajamas, contact case, toothbrush.
Okay, that's right.
And makeup. And so I call him and I'm like, hey, it's like, will you come get my bag so I can, you know, finish getting ready, whatever. He's like, well, I haven't even taken a shower yet. I was like, I just got out of the shower. He's like, well, I still have to get ready. And then he's like, well, I'm on my pain meds, so I can't do that. You bring up the pain meds second. Like,
yeah,
obviously it's not that big of a deal. You bring it up second. You don't even bring it up to begin with.
Well, actually, my car broke down, so I can't come do it.
Yeah, like, I have a doctor's note. I can't. I signed it myself, but Anyway, so, but I, like, and it's no big deal. Like, I had to go out on a fridge rung. Anyway, Fridge is a big liquor store right by my apartment
That's
complex.
That's right. Yes. The Fridge.
The Fridge. And it was so full on Friday night, just saying. And so I go in there, and I get what I need, and I go, and then I go to TJ's, and I drop on my bag. And he can tell I'm mad, and he's like, what's wrong?
I'm so sorry.
No, he asked me, what's wrong? You an idiot.
What's wrong with you?
I just look at him.
You mad that I totally blew you off?
I just look at him, and I was like, nothing. And I walked away. And he follows me to the front door, and he's just like, what? Like I would have come and got it, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
would
yeah,
have came and got it if
sure
you would have asked me 15 more times. Eventually, I would have ran out of excuses,
and then
Katrina.
It's just like,
I would have had
to. I looked at him, and I was just like, yeah. He's like, so all week I'd been messing with him going like, I'm going to look so hot on Friday. Like, you're not going to be able to keep your hands off me. Like, I'm totally teasing it up. And so, of course, to make
my
me feel better.
My pain meds make you look blurry.
So to make it up, like, to whatever, make to make it up blurry to me, I guess. He looks at me. He's just like, well, you look good, by the way. And I just look at him and I'm like, I'm not even done yet. And I left.
And then you made sure that you only went out in your bra.
And so, yeah.
So did you meet back up with him later that night?
Yeah.
So he made you drive to his apartment, then you
drop off my bag.
You drove back to yours.
I drove back to my apartment.
Ready, and then drove basically back to his apartment.
No. I drove back to my apartment, finished getting ready, and I went out with Sarah.
Okay.
I went party hopping.
But still, you went basically, you ended up back at his apartment in Aggieville.
Well,
and he just sat there
drive.
The whole time?
I didn't drive.
But he just sat in his apartment the whole time until he got to the Ville? Or he did go party hopping with you?
No, he didn't go party hopping.
So he just waited for you to conveniently be 3 feet away.
He got his wisdom teeth out.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to add that. He got his wisdom teeth taken out on Wednesday.
Well, that is a little more legitimate.
Not really, because
he's been doing fine. But it's his mouth. It's not like he uses his teeth to drive.
Well, that, but like, he... It's hard to say.
It's a legit reason not to go party hopping. It's not a legit reason.
Oh, he was still drinking at the bars.
Alcohol knows the pain.
No, that wasn't it at all. It's just the fact that, like, that's what upsets me. Like, some days he was driving, some days he wasn't. Like, it kind of just depends on when he chose to take which meds.
Gotcha.
And so, like, he was still drinking, so that didn't matter, obviously, with his meds, or he just completely ignored that fact.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you're going to drink with your meds, why not drive with your meds?
Exactly. And why not drink and drive with your meds?
Okay, so point being,
yes.
So as we're walking home, I'm just flapping my gums as always, and apparently I tell him how, like, I wasn't really mad at him, I was being childish, blah blah blah. I don't remember this because I tried to tell him that Saturday morning. He's like, you told me this already. I'm like, oh. And then there's something else that happened that I don't really remember.
What a jerk.
And then there's other stuff, and he just keeps telling me this crap, and I'm just like, it's not appropriate.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. And so
I wish you could hear it, but we can't.
Katrina did apparently naughty things.
No, I did not. We were way too drunk for that.
And Katrina doesn't do that.
I don't do that. And then TJ got all mad at me the next day because he's like, yeah, like when we came back, you turned over and curled up in a ball and you wouldn't even cuddle
with
me.
And then you barfed a little.
No, I didn't barf.
That's good.
I didn't throw up. And the next day, like, the next day we woke up, I was a little nauseous. My head hurt.
Yeah.
And then, like, I was okay, though. Like, I'm like, this is not bad. And then later on, I'm like, we didn't actually get up till, like, 2. And then I'm like, okay, we'll watch the game. And then my stomach started feeling worse, so yeah. I went back to sleep.
You didn't have any Sobe, did you?
Okay, no, I did not.
Okay.
And so then I went back to sleep till probably 4, and then I got up and I was solid.
Good. And then Saturday night.
And Saturday night. So Saturday night, we didn't go out till 10.
Okay.
I was kind of bummed about that. But
okay,
same time,
let me just, because we're running low on time, let me just ask you a series of questions.
Okay.
Location. Or locations.
Okay, no. Okay, we started out at Kites. I met up with my bride.
Okay.
And that's more or less where I stayed.
Yes. You met up with your bride because you're getting married on
next week. Yes. I met up with my bride. She's already toasted because she started drinking at like 6:37.
Okay.
And I ended up taking care of her most of the night, which was fun with me. And she kept looking at me and she's like, damn, Katrina, you look hot. And she's just like, she's like, TJ's going to be all over that. And I'm like, it was really funny. There's so many more stories, but it's really embarrassing for her, so I'm not going to fill them in.
Okay.
She was super drunk, dancing with lots of guys, and at one point she was holding herself up with a railing. And
this is the person getting married.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And it was really cool. So we went to Kites, and there was a bunch of creepers, so we left and went to Tubby's, and then there was more creepers, and then she was mad because TJ wasn't with me. She's like, why isn't he here? Like, he should be here. And so then TJ comes, and then TJ leaves. And then... Then we ended up going to Longhorns, which is where the story gets good. We went to Longhorns, and she was done. Like, she should have been done before.
What time is this where you enter Longhorns?
I don't have a clue. We'll say, like, 11.
Okay.
Guesstimate.
Okay, 11.
And so we get in there, and I run into Jared Hindenburg, who I went to school with. He's in my brother's class.
Do you know anyone that you just call by first name?
Oh, no, and like, I call all of them by their first name. I don't know why.
Like, you don't refer to me to other people as Seth Neiman, do you?
No, actually, I don't refer to anyone with their last name. For some reason, I just do on the show.
Like, okay.
Because
you want people to find them and kill them.
My brother Trevor. My blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so I ran into Jared. And so he, like, Jared, I'm 21, blah, 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 you should buy me a shot. So then, like, he goes back in. And then he gives me, like, he gives me a 20, a 10, and a 5 to go get drinks.
Okay.
And I never did. And then
$35 you got.
I ran into another friend named Dave, who I haven't seen since freshman year. There's a story behind
What's Dave's last name?
Burgerding.
Okay.
Burgerding.
Burgerding.
My name is Ted Burgerding.
And so I think, I don't know how to
Ted
say it.
Burger
I don't know how to spell
King.
Anyway, so I tell him that it's like I'm 21 and that she's, you know, getting married, blah, blah, blah. So he buys like 5 shots.
That's nice.
For the bridal party.
Yeah.
He's like, do you just give them to the first 5 people? Because he knew he didn't buy enough.
Yeah.
I turn around and they're gone, which they told me they're probably going to leave. I'm like, that's fine. Don't worry about it. So I stayed with them. So that's him, his friend Sean, who I also know. And then Kyle, I think I've met before, but I didn't really remember. I met a kid from my philosophy class. And then there was another kid. I think his name was Steve.
Okay.
So it's me and these 5 guys now. So I take the shot. That was fun.
Are there girls with you as well, or is it just you and 5 dudes?
It's just me and 5 guys.
This is going to end up on the internet.
This is what's fun, though. And so he buys me a shot, and like we take it all, like 5 of us, the guys and I. And so that's fun. And then I'm just chatting it up with him.
And then Sean asked me to two-step, so we two-stepped. And then...
Of course you did.
And then Dave fell upstage because he's like, let me buy you a shot, and then how about we go two-step?
And then you swing danced, and then Steve came
around. No, wait, shut up!
I think we need the banjo.
And so then for a two-step? No. Lots of people go two-stepping.
Violin came in a little bit
there. And so Dave goes to buy me a shot, which takes for freaking ever, and we never ended up...
This is my music.
And we never ended up two-stepping. But this is where it gets good.
Okay.
This is where I found one of the lonely bridesmaids over in the corner with a hot pink shirt. So I go over to her and I ask her, I'm like, hey, like, what are you doing? Like, what happened? And she said she's waiting on friends. So I'm like, well, you want to hang out with me till you find your friends? And I'm like, I'm not going to lie. TJ's probably not going to be happy I'm hanging out with five guys.
Yeah.
And so you should hang out with me. So she does, and that's fun.
And then you and the five guys get in a van. You get in a van, and you drive through Manhattan, and then you end up back in Aggieville. And what happened to that van, you can't talk about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then we go down to college something or another. I don't remember what it's called.
Okay.
College Avenue, College...
Heights.
Cat Tavern. College Tavern. And so we're there for a little while, and I have to pee when I get out. The girl that I picked up, her name is Kelly. She said that the guys went to stand in line for Johnny Cause, which is the new place.
That's right.
Yes.
And so, but by that point, TJ and Josh had texted me where they are. So by that point, they're back, which is kind of convenient that they show up when the guys leave.
Yeah. It's real lucky for you.
I know, right? And so then we get into Johnny Cause and we're waiting in line. Josh ditches us because he can't stand lines and waiting and being patient. So then it's TJ, Kelly, and I. We walk in and then I see my friend Jessica who took me out last night. I kind of say hi. I leave her. And then the point of this was I was ready to go home. Like, I'm not drunk. I'm not really that. I'm just kind of like, I'm here. And Kelly was still waiting on friends. So she's like, just leave me with your friends. And she's like, they're cool, right? And I was like, yeah, they'll be fine. And so then I go to Dave and I see him and I'm telling him, hey, like when I leave, like I'm going to leave Kelly with you. And then I tell that to Sean. And then I end up staying there partying for a little while longer. We stayed there for quite a while.
Where is the rest of the bachelorette party at this point?
No, the bachelorette party, I told you, left before the shots. Like so, they took her home. Like they're gone.
Because she was so drunk that it was over for her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She ever heard of Pace Yourself?
Apparently, she's
like
you.
Been drinking since 6:30, well, and it was now 11 or 11:30.
That's my night tonight.
And so, anyway. And so that's when TJ saw all my friends, and he's just like, yeah, you do have a lot of guy friends. And I'm just like, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Does he count me as a guy friend or just that guy?
I don't think he really counts you, because he doesn't never know you.
I don't count to any girl.
So
never.
Then, there's more drama. We finally decide to leave. We take Kelly to her car, which is freaking, like, on, like, 6-7 blocks away.
Yes.
In my heels, and which I wore again the second night I wore my boots. And then she takes me to my friend's house party, where, very, very long story short, one of my friends all of a sudden hates TJ, wants to get in a fight with him, but tells this to me. No, I overhear this. And long story short, turns out apparently he may or may not like me. And TJ's now honed in on his territory. And I say that in quotes.
Gotcha.
And then TJ was okay with it. I took a picture with this kid.
Oh, the things liquor will do to a man.
I took a picture with this kid, and he kisses me on the cheek. And I just look at him and I was like, you're trying to cause trouble. He's like, yeah, maybe. Really? And I told TJ about it. He was kind of like, oh, okay, whatever. And then the next day when he saw it, Sunday morning, he's like, yeah, that kind of makes me mad.
He got in his truck and he drove to his house.
He literally was like, he's like, I want to punch this kid. Where
we actually
live?
Have exclusive audio of TJ looking at this photo for the first time.
Kind of.
Oh, you've got to play my audio because that goes back to Campus Tavern.
I don't have any more audio.
I left it on your cell phone.
Oh, you did?
I left you two voicemails on your cell phone. I thought we talked about this.
No, I don't remember that.
Okay, well, when I was hanging out
I'm going to I think you're right.
When I was hanging
I have two voicemails from you. We got to take a break.
Okay, fine.
We're going to die if we don't take a break. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with these more voicemails. We'll be right back.
This is Life.
Katrina, it's your chance to redeem yourself. Katrina just turned 21, didn't you, Katrina?
Yeah!
I messed that one up.
Good job.
I thought it ended right here, but I was wrong, Katrina.
Yeah.
Damn it!
Not only that, but like I thought you were laughing at my voice, so I was just like, yeah.
We don't have time for this.
Okay.
Welcome to November. November's the month of never-ending nirvana, and the month after Katrina turned 21 years old, predicting snow on Wednesday night, which is the night this releases. Kind of just ruined the whole theater of the mind thing, but I'm not very good at my job. Isn't that right, Katrina?
Yeah.
That was much better.
Very good.
Okay. Need a music.
End.
Done.
All right, I have plugged in my phone to the soundboard. We will now listen to Katrina's text messages.
Or voicemails.
Voicemails.
That's what I meant. Night train. They're not very loud. Okay.
Don't you have a thingy for that?
Oh. Well, it would work if I didn't have it turned down on the soundboard.
Yeah.
That would be what was causing that problem.
Oh, and I said...
Okay, so voicemail...
What?
No. It goes between voicemails.
Okay, here we go.
Number two.
Oh, this is the voicemail too. Let's play one.
Hey Seth, it's Katrina. It's like midnight. I'm drinking. I'm not as drunk as I should be. And I went to call the duo number you gave me last night, and it went to like a voicemail saying the number's unavailable or whatever it was. And so I'm calling you so you can hear me be half drunk, and you're not. So now you've got this recording to play on the show later. And I'm going to go drink some more, so I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, so I turned around. I was talking to my friend Sean, and I turn around and I see him, which is why I call, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
And then this happened.
Okay, so voicemail number two. The reason I called is I'm hanging out with some old friends, and I totally just told them how to do a podcast, and they think it's shit, and they're going to start listening to it, and that was important to me calling the first time, and that's all. I'll talk to you later. Bye!
There we
go. Because, as I told you this morning, our life thing is still in Aggieville in that like one little
That's
nook.
Right. Yeah.
Nice. And
randomly.
He was talking to me about it and I said they and I meant him.
Yeah.
And he said, is it on iTunes? And I said yes. And I told him how we had one that's for sale, one that's not. And he's
yes.
like, and then I told him we dropped one. He's like, which one did you drop? And I was like, well, the one that's for sale. And he's like, well, why'd you do that? And I was like, because we don't have time to do it.
Yeah.
And so like, we don't have a big enough fan base to keep.
Well, we still sell this episode uncensored.
Yeah,
I mean, and so far we have five things that we have deleted out of this episode.
Yeah,
so there you
especially
go.
Especially this most.
Yes, so people, you don't want to miss it. Just saying. Anyway, $1.29 duo.com/life. Don't go to life.com. That's on our website. I don't know what's there. Probably not anything good. Anyway, I hate to do this to y'all, but we got to take another commercial break. Anything else you have for Saturday night?
I don't think so.
Okay. So scale from 1 to 10.
Johnny Collins is really great for dancing. That's all I got.
Okay. Scale from 1 to 10.
Yes.
How was your birthday weekend? Include Thursday. Thursday through Saturday. Did I say Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday.
I would say at the time, it's a solid 8. Kind of looking back at it, and I'm not sure how I feel about it. It kind of seems a little weak, but I'm going to
Well, how it was when you were there is what matters.
It was good.
And it was an 8?
It was good 8 to 10. So, I mean, it was good.
That's like a perfect night.
Thursday and Fridays were good.
I think 10 might be a little high.
Thursday and Friday were good. Saturday was kind of like, eh.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I mean, it was good all around.
So an 8. So in reality, it's probably like a 4.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how drunk you are.
That's true.
Yep.
Saturday night.
Like this show right now is a 10. When I listen to it on Wednesday, it may be a 4. A none. Anyway, we'll be right
back.
We got to take another break. Sorry, Katrina. Katrina, like, went crazy. So.
Yeah, it's okay.
We'll be back.
This is Life.
Welcome back to Life, and we'll see you next week.
Sorry we spent the whole show talking about me.
If we wanted
to know about Seth's life,
if
too.
If we can knock these letters out, okay, we can do two things. We can talk about things that make me mad, which we shouldn't do. We should do next week.
No, we should do that next
I can
week.
Apologize for K-State football.
You just did.
Okay, that wasn't good enough, but...
You did earlier.
Very sorry. I can talk about my car trouble, which we could also save for next week, because maybe it'll be resolved. It won't be.
Save for next week, because I can add to it.
Or we can read these 6 letters.
Then you know I'm biased. I'm going to say letters.
We only have 5 minutes to read 6 letters. That's an average of like 35 seconds per letter.
They're like, give me 2.
And they're pretty large. We don't want to just like throw these letters out. I think we should save them.
Okay, fine.
How about
one?
Okay, I'll read one.
So you know if yours is red. You're the important person this week.
Or you're just first on the list.
You're just on the top.
You could also just be first on the list.
You're on top. Yeah, we don't need music.
We gotta play the letter music. It's important.
It's only one letter.
Okay, here we go. Katrina.
Yes.
Bill from Crown City, Ohio.
Ohio. Ohio.
Katrina totally doesn't know how to do a 21st birthday. Who cares if you gotta work the next morning? It's known by bosses that if you turn 21, you're going to be worthless the next day at work. Come on, lady up, Katrina. I know it's too late, but now you know so you can pass this information on to your children.
I wanted to, but my bosses didn't know it was my 21st, and I don't want to skip work yet.
I'm going to read all the ones that are topical, the ones that relate to your 21st birthday.
Okay.
Maxine in Evansville, Indiana. It's such a small word. Word.
Word.
I'll take some more of this bum wine here.
As you just gulp it.
It's not good. It's not good at all. Whew. It's such a small world. Katrina and I both turned 21 on the same day.
Yay! Birthday twins!
Her birthday party must be so much more exciting than mine, though. I'm just going to go out with a few of my girlfriends, Sex in the City style, to a fancy restaurant.
That's so much nicer than mine.
Maybe we'll find some guys, but that's not the priority. I just want to have a good time with my friends. I don't need liquor to do that, you dirty swine. I added that dirty swine part. Not that I won't have some. I just want to remember my 21st birthday, you harlot. Love you.
You harlot. I do remember my birthday. That's what my cousins chastise me about, because my cousins don't drink. And so they're like, we want to remember a night. And I'm like, I drank a lot, and I still remember my night. It wasn't until like the walk home.
I never forgot anything. I've gotten so drunk that...
It's my walk home.
Well, I don't want to say what, but I remember it. So, I just remembered how, like, condescending these letters are this week. I don't know
That's
if
okay.
it's, like, full moon or something, but what happened?
Yeah, we've had a lot of good ones a lot of the time,
yes,
so it's okay. Just keep reading.
Colin from Akron, Ohio.
Ohio.
Way to fight the cliche, Katrina, by going as a sailor.
I didn't actually have a costume, for the record. I didn't go out That's as anything
true.
But a slut.
That's true. I mean, it is Halloween right now, and you're not dressed up. Why don't you just go as a pirate? Or a nurse, or a schoolgirl, or just put on that mask from Scream. Sheesh, good job being original. God forbid you actually look sexy for us men. We have to go out and buy you drinks and you won't even show some cleavage. Pish posh. If I saw you in a bar on Halloween, I would tell my friends I'm leaving because I do not want to be in an establishment that supports your kind. Next year, sex it up and try harder.
No, the sailor outfit did have cleavage and it was super short.
And
FYI.
I would like to say... Katrina asked for suggestions. Where was your suggestion?
Chris made a valiant point. Now, with all that said, what are Seth and Katrina's costumes? I know Seth will do something creative, and I'll refrain from talking about Chris to stay on Seth's good side. It's a good, smart man. He made a smart move there at the end. Don't think about my lady. And I'm not going as anything because Halloween is a children's holiday, and I don't participate in that.
We're going to watch a scary movie to participate.
Also, my ex-wife was, like, obsessed with it, and I hate everything. Never mind.
And
that was the liquor!
And pause.
That was the liquor. She won't listen an hour and 4 minutes into the show. An hour and 4 minutes! So we're not doing too bad. We've had an hour and 8 minutes long songs. I just remembered that I'm like, oh, we've had an hour and 8 minute long episodes before. We have a song at the end of all of our episodes, so we're actually running pretty late.
That's okay.
I only got 3 left. I'm just going to read them.
Just do it. Kick them out. Knock them out.
Ava. From Green Lake, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin! That's where my friend's moving.
Katrina has a story.
It's the pride! It's the pride! It's moving to Wisconsin! Just so you know.
Oh, that's right. I remember that today. Why is she moving? Her husband, like, mm-hmm. moving there?
That's where her husband's from.
That's sad.
I know.
I'm
she doesn't.
Her.
She's not too happy about it.
She's nice.
Male. I love her. She's amazing drunk.
They're going to get some idiot to fill in her position, you know that, right?
Oh, I know. I'm not
looking
forward to
it.
It's okay. She's not leaving for a little while.
Good. Ava from Green Lake, Wisconsin. You guys still haven't done any contests. I wrote in a month ago and you said they were coming soon. Well, when is soon? Like next year? I really want a shirt. So please, please, please do a contest. Thanks. Love the show. Ava, if you send me a nude picture, I will send you a shirt.
That's
so unfair. That's so hypocritical. Like, nobody can do anything about Chris, but oh, by all means, let's fill your manly needs.
He says that all the time. He's like, oh, I wish they'd send me new pictures. And he hoots at girls. Whenever we're driving, he goes, ooh, every time we pass a girl running, no matter who she is.
I'm like, ooh. There's a difference.
Every time.
One is creepy and one is creepier.
Hoot. Sometimes he goes, hoot.
That's true. That's true. Sometimes I hiss at the ugly ones. I'm a misogynist. What can I say? Anyway, coming soon is when we can think one up and when we have the money to just purchase them flat out. So coming soon may be next year. Seriously. Just buy a shirt.
They're not that expensive.
They're not. They're like $15, okay? If I can afford one, Katrina can afford one. Have you ever bought a shirt yet?
No, I've been wanting to.
No one in this studio actually owns a shirt.
I really want one.
Yeah, we all really, really want one, but none of us has actually broken down and bought one.
Yeah.
I guess we can't really preach to people.
I know, right?
Oh, we shouldn't have said that.
Buy a shirt and we'll buy a shirt.
That's right.
No. No.
Peter from Albany, Georgia.
Georgia.
We must hear more about this Carmen character. Two dogs, no boyfriend, alone in Wichita.
Oh,
ha!
She had her date next week. Okay. I will fill you in on Carmen's date.
Seth could fill 20 minutes with that. I don't know if this man's funny or if he thinks little of me, but he said Seth could fill 20 minutes.
Filling in more details, I think.
No, I understand.
It was 30 seconds.
It's just like, that's not very long. Okay. Pony up some more details. Is she hot? Hair color? Height? Weight?
Blonde.
And
skinny,
you know, other cute sizes? Let's hear it.
You don't know the other sizes. She's not my friend.
Small.
I don't even. Yeah.
Liquor talking. We need to end this show before I say more things about my ex-wife and boobies.
Let's just say goodbye. I'm sorry.
Wait, I forgot. I didn't read the last word, which is spill it.
That's two words.
It's two words. Okay, and then the last email we have.
Okay.
Best email we got. Deidre from Knoxville, Tennessee. If I don't see pictures of Katrina dressed as a sailor, I'm going to stop listening to your show.
Oh, no! Don't tell me that now!
Which I love, by the way.
I am totally going to go to the costume shop and take a picture and just for you.
She won't.
I'm going to try.
She won't. She won't.
I'll try.
She won't.
But I won't. I'm sorry. I should have done it when I had it on the first time. I did not. It's not going to happen.
Those were your letters. Thank you very much for your letters, and thank you very much for listening.
I was weak, I was a harlot, and I was a whore, and all the other things that happened.
Thank you to our condescending listeners who we never make happy, but still listen anyway.
I love you still.
We will be back next week with all the things we didn't talk about.
And I won't talk.
Like how angry the Kardashian wedding makes me.
Yes. You know she's got like 3 or 4 dresses?
She just got divorced.
Already? That's hilarious.
This is what I want to talk about. It makes me angry that she spent like umpteen millions of dollars.
This is Kim, right?
Yes. The one that just got divorced. Whore. Yeah. Kay. Not those twins. Liquor. Anyway, the car trouble.
That's a safe word now. You can say liquor.
I know.
Safe.
Well, it goes on in my head anyway, but now I'm saying it aloud. It's not good. And car trouble that we had. Apparently, Katrina could also fill in. And we're going to fill you in on Carmen. So that's all we have planned right now for next week. We won't get to any of it because we'll have new things to talk about next week. Mm. But we'll try.
I'm going to try not to talk. So
we will try to talk about that
life
stuff. Just as much as Katrina, we'll go to the costume shop and get a sailor outfit for that guy.
Yep, fair
Deidre.
Enough.
Okay. Thank you very much for listening. If you want to email us any type of feedback you have on this show, please feel free. life@duo.com, LIFE, shift 2, DEWOH, period, COM, and write us post haste.
Breathe.
Anyway, that's it. Katrina, anything else for the end of the show?
Nope, I'm done. I talked enough.
All right. Happy Halloween. Post
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
It's November Halloween 2nd. For us. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
This is Life. Share with you my story. Would you share your dollar with me? Bad times are coming and I reap what I done sowed. Hey, hey. Well, let me tell you something. All that glitters ain't gold. Hey, hey. It's been a long old trouble, long old troublesome road. And I'm looking for somebody. Come and help me carry this load. I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Well, I don't know if I'm walking on solid ground, 'cause everything around me is falling down. And all I want is for someone to help me. I had a job, but the boss man let me go. He said, I'm sorry, but I won't be needing your help no more. I said, please, Mr. Boss Man, I need this job more than you know. But he gave me my last paycheck and he sent me on out the door. Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. And I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. sorrow. Maybe it's inside the bottle. Maybe it's inside the bottle. I had some good old buddies, names is whiskey and wine. Hey, hey. And for my good old buddies, I spent my last dime. Hey, hey. Now wine is good to me. You help me pass the time. And my good old buddy whiskey keep me warm in the sunshine. Hey, hey. Your mama may have blessed the child. Working myself down to the bone. And I swear on Grandpa's grave I'll be paid when I come home. Hey, hey. Well, I need dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Come on, share your. Share your dollar with me. Come on, share your dollar. Give me your dollar. Share your dollar with me. Come on, share your dollar with me.